Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Ben's Dr. Norma Chapman. We're so happy and delighted to have you tuning in on our first show of the year on today. And we pray that the Lord will bless us to go forward in a productive way. And we're going to say to the Lord right now, thank you, Father God, for this special privilege that you have given us, Father God, to go forth with your word on today. We ask that you bless our speaker on today, Father God, as he go forth with your word on today, Father God. And I pray that every word that proceeds out of our mouth be that a pleasing, acceptable in your sight, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. This is our prayer. This is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And thank God. Yes, listen, we have a very, very awesome show prepared for you on today. The topic is God Has Brought Us. Yes, God has brought us. Our special guest for today is Reverend Marlon Flores. And he's a very, 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 very blessed and anointed man of God. And he will be bringing you the word on today. And I can't wait because I know that he's on fire for the Lord. But remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience. Without further ado, let me bring live in the studio with me Reverend Marlon Flores. Good afternoon, Reverend Flores.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm blessed on today. How are you doing on today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, that's good. We're not going to prolong the time. We have such a short show on today. And I'm going to just yield that now to Reverend Flores and let him go forward with his show for today, with his episode for today. God has brought us. Yes, God has brought us. And I'm excited about this topic on today because we know the Lord has brought us from a long way. I yield now to Reverend Marlon Flores.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We thank God for Evangelist Chapman, who has done a great job at facilitating this radio talk show for some time now. I'm excited to be on here again. It's been a while since I've been here, but I'm excited that she's invited me to speak to the listening audience. As she said, the discussion for today is God has brought us. And before we get into that, I know she's prayed, but I want to pray briefly. Dear God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. We thank you, dear God, for this opportunity to share your word. God, I ask that you would forgive us of our sins, look beyond our faults, see our needs. Dear God, open our hearts, our minds, and our ears to receive of you. In this moment, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the subject is God has brought us. And I'm going to be talking from Psalm number 124. Psalm number 124. This month of February has been dedicated as the Black History Month. And I think it's appropriate that as African Americans, we stop for a moment to reflect on where God has brought us from. Because retrospectively, God has brought us from a tremendously long way. And it's imperative that we take time to appreciate where God has brought us from, and the individuals that he used to help us get where we are. And it was very appropriate for Psalm 124. David writes, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our sides, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. David writes this because the people of God, the Israelites, had been reduced to almost the cusp of extinction. Their enemies had attacked them, and their numbers had been reduced. And God, in his divine providence, stood over them and kept them from being utterly destroyed, from being completely cast away as a people group. And David understands this, and he says, we must understand that it was only the Lord who has brought us. We cannot, oftentimes when we reach a certain level of success, we forget how we got there. The more successful we become, we oftentimes claim our own ability as the reason we are where we are. I went to school. I did this. I acquired money. I had such and such. And we forget that except the Lord build the house. The Lord doesn't do it, it won't be done. So we have to remember that it is God. It is God. In him we live, move, and have our being. He has brought us. It is because of him that we are where we are. And when we think about that, we also have to consider this side of the coin, that it is an insult to the majesty of God for us not to appreciate what he has done. And appreciation comes not in the form, not only in the form of an articulated gratitude, but it also comes in the form of how we carry ourselves, how we act as African Americans. As again, this is Black History Month, we must consider our conduct, and we must act like we belong to God. The Bible says you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. So we must act king's kids. We must act like God has brought us from Jim Crow and segregation and all these places to now we have become the president in the White House. We have a first Black female president, and although it's Black History Month, I can't even just limit it to the African American, but all people groups, we must do better in remembering God, because it seems like, and the Bible does not lie, it seems like the further or the closer we get to secular success, our society pulls away from God. The more technology that's introduced, medical technology is progressing. We're sending people to space who are not astronauts. We're becoming more advanced. Our intellectualism and academic astuteness has increased, but the Bible says he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. So yes, we've become more intellectual, we've become more advanced, but there's a great sorrow in the land. Violence and crime is everywhere. We have become so smart that we have educated ourselves out of spirituality, and it is to the detriment of an entire world, because it's not just limited to these United States of America, but all over the land. We see wars and rumors of wars. We see earthquakes and natural disasters everywhere. And it's because simply we've forgotten God. So David admonishes us to always remember that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. And that's encouragement for all of those listening today, that God is on your side. No matter what you are facing, no matter what predicament, any trial, tribulation you find yourself in, God is on your side. Life sometimes will make you think that God is not on your side. Life sometimes can get very perplexing and tumultuous, and the vicissitudes of life will cause you to really think that there is no God and God is not hearing me. But the truth of the matter is that you have to trust God even when you cannot trace God, even when you don't know what God is doing. You must trust him and know that he is on my side. The other scripture says he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said, lo, I will be with you even unto the end of the world. So in this text, in Psalm 124, David says, if it had not been for the Lord, our enemies would have overtaken us. There are many things that the devil tried. There are many things you know about and things you don't know about, that the enemy tried to do, that the enemy tried to destroy you with. Many times men rose up against us, as David said. Many times the enemy comes against us. But the good thing, the assurance, the blessed assurance that we have is knowing that nothing that prospers, no weapon that prospers against us, no weapon that is formed against us, rather, shall prosper against us. All the things that transpire, all this that David talks about, he talks about the men rising up. He said they would have swallowed us up quickly when their wrath was kindled against us. The waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. But God fixed it that it didn't work. And that's shouting news, that nothing the enemy tried worked. It could have been hard when we were going through it. It could have seemed unbearable, but it did not work. And we have to learn how to take time and thank God that it did not. Satan tried to stop me, but it didn't work. The sickness didn't work. The accident, it didn't work. The layoff, it did not work. The repossession, the foreclosures, the divorces, none of that stuff worked. The hospital visits, none of it worked, because God is on our side. And we must always remember that it is he who has brought us all the way to where we are today. Again, I emphasize and implore everyone to, again, not just when you're thankful for where God has brought you, and when you consider where God has brought you, it takes more than just saying that God has brought me, but my walk, my talk, my stewardship, my lifestyle must be reflective of gratitude for what God has done. It's just like when someone gives you a gift. They give you anything, jewelry, clothing, a vehicle. Someone blesses you with something. one of the ways that you show gratitude is not just to say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, I appreciate it so much, but you show gratitude by how you care for what they gave you. Because if you're really grateful, you'll take care of it. You don't lose it. You don't just throw it in the corner and allow it to collect dust. So when God has saved me and delivered me from the hands of the enemy and the traps of the fowler, I must reflect and say it was nobody but God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. So I give God all the glory. I give God all the praise. I give him everything I have. I owe it to God. All that I am, Paul says, is by the grace of God that I am what I am. Nobody did this but God. Thank God for the scholarships, but nobody got me through school but God. Thank God for everything that people were blessed enough to do for me. But at the end of the day, I realized that it was God who made it possible. God makes all things possible. There's nothing God cannot do. For with men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And when we look back over as a people, when things were said that, oh, they would never be free, they would never achieve, there would never be equality. God set up people. God had angels, and God had our forefathers and all these people to come and lead the way. When men said no, God says yes. And that's why we can never be discouraged by no from man, because if God said it, he will do it. If he says it, he will perform it. Though the vision tarry, wait for it. So I'm encouraged every time I read this 124th Psalm. I am encouraged by the words of David, who says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, it could have been worse. But because he was there all the time, he was there all the time. Hallelujah. He was there all the time. We thank him. We give him honor. We give him recognition and the glory. He gets all the credit, all the glory. Nobody but God can do what he has done. And I know Evangelist Chapman is on the line, and I know we want to open it up in case someone has some questions or comments. We want to give some time for that.
Yes, yes. You are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Vance Norma Chapman. You still have time to press that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts or your experience on today's topic. God has brought us, and I know so many of us can attest that God has brought us from a long, especially during the pandemic, and there's trouble all around us. We can look back and look at today and see, look how far the Lord has brought us. We do have a caller. I'm going to bring that caller in now, area code 504. The last four digits of that number is 8462. We're bringing that caller live into the studio with us now. Area code 504, last four digits, 8462. Hello, caller. You're now live.
Good evening to Evangelist Chapman and Chapman and Reverend Martha Flory. You know, I have... one of my classmates had the same exact thing when I went through the paper together. I enjoyed your comments, and I think it was very, very appropriate for this time, the time that we're living in, and being Black History Month. And it's unfortunate that we only have 1 month to celebrate Black History, because we've had a few people that feel really make a contribution to Black History. And sometimes I feel a little disappointed in Black History Month because so much emphasis put on, Dr. King. Dr. King was one of the greatest men that live. He made a great contribution, and Dr. King was responsible for many, many changes. But here in New Orleans, Dr. King only came to New Orleans one time. That was in 1957 to organize the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And he came to graduation once in 1953. So all of the changes that took place in New Orleans was not, none of it was contributed to Dr. King. And I know some people might not like the idea of the standards, but I'm responsible for a whole lot of the changes that took place in New Orleans. I got proof, newspaper clippings, and magazine clippings. And I just want just to mention that I'm not going to get into it because there's so much that I could say, but I don't want to take up time. We only have about 5 more minutes, and someone else might want to call in. But I just want to remind people that I'm responsible for so many people getting jobs. I'm responsible for 1,000 people getting promoted on jobs. Nobody mentions that. You know, and like I said, I might be really criticized for saying what I said about Dr. King, but Dr. King is not responsible for anything here in New Orleans. Myself and a couple other people were responsible for all of the changes that took place here in the city of New Orleans.
Okay, sir. What's your name, sir? We didn't catch your name.
Dr. Ernest Marcel.
Dr. Marcel.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I am aware of who you are, and there may be others on the line who don't know Dr. Marcel, but Dr. Marcel is a great civil rights activist in our city and our state, and he's also the first Louisiana state trooper. He also founded several black police organizations. And the reason I know that, Dr. Marcel, is because I was in law enforcement for 13 years. So
wow.
I thank you for tuning in. And it's a wonderful blessing and a treat to have you on the line sharing your experiences when we consider where God has brought us from. Just as he said, although Dr. King was what we know as the drum major of civil rights, however, in New Orleans, his visit was limited to only one. And there were others like Dr. Marcel who led the civil rights movement here in the city. So again, sir, we thank you. And we thank God for preserving you like he has until now.
Amen. And unfortunately, the time is passing on us. We only have like 3 minutes left in the show. If anyone else has anything to say, you still have time to press that number one. Reverend Marcel, we are going to set up a show for you to come in and talk about some things that our young people should be aware of, our citizens should know. We as black people should know the history, what happened with our ancestors, how God has brought us, how God has brought you thus far. So we're going to set up a special show for Dr. Marcel to come in and do a show in reference to civil rights. And we're going to do that sometime soon, probably before the month of February is out. If not, we'll look at the schedule in March and bring you into the studio, and you can talk freely about the civil rights movement and your experience and what others have done in reference to civil rights, how God has brought you and others and saved you, preserved you for this time of the season to come forth and teach us a lot about civil rights. With that being said, listeners, you still have time to press the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic, God has brought us. If you want to share an experience of a civil right, something that God has done special in your life, feel free to press that number one on your phone. And I already had Reverend Flores and I had already discussed, we didn't think a half an hour would be long enough for such topic. So this is part one of God Has Brought Us. He'll be coming back with part two very shortly, during maybe in a couple more weeks. He'll be coming back and finishing up on this topic, God Has Brought Us. Reverend Florence, I'm going to yield now and let you do your closing emphasis on your topic, and then we'll close out with our closing prayer, Reverend Morris. Yeah, Reverend Florence.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. We have another caller. We don't want to overlook it. 504, last four digits of the number 6764. Our code 501, last four digits 6764. Hello, caller. You're now live on the air. 504, last four digits 6764. You're now live, caller. I don't know what happened there.
Caller, yes, I'm sorry. My phone was on mute. My phone was on mute. I'm sorry. I just would like to say my name is Shemaine Baker Fox, and I got on late, but truly the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. And the part that I did here of the service, we are all so grateful to be here right today. I just want to say thank you all and continue to pray for me, and I'll pray for you all as we journey on this journey together. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. What a pleasure to have you with us on today. Do call back again. Reverend Flores, you have like 3 minutes left in the show to do your closing emphasis and lead us out in closing prayer. Remember, listeners, the date may not be on Friday next week. Today was a special day that I had for Reverend Flores, but we'll be tuning back on Thursdays, our regular scheduled day, from 4:30 to 5:30 every Thursday. We'll be going back to our regular day here on Faith in Your Fear, Reverend Flores.
Thank you again, and thank God for our callers, Dr. Marcel, who is, again, a legend in his own right, and that has really blessed my day to hear him on the talk show, and our dear sister who joined in, and all of you who are listening. The closing emphasis is this: no matter where you go, how far you go, how high you in life, no matter where God blesses you to get, remember that it was God. So many people, again, once they get to a certain place, forget God. I emphasize to you, remember God. Don't ever get so high and so blessed and so delivered that you forget that God has done it all. Again, I thank God for where he has brought us all from. And I know that our latter days shall be greater than our former days. I know the best is yet to come. I know that God has great things in store for all of his people. The blessings of God for his people are tremendous. Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard. It has not entered into our hearts the things that God has in store for us. It is my prayer again that with all that God has for us, let us remember who he is. I want to pray with you now. Dear God, we thank you for where you have brought us from. God, you have kept us through dangers seen and unseen. You have been our hedge. You've been our cloud by day, our pillar of fire by night. We thank you, God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. And God, I ask that by your spirit that you would keep us all in a mind frame to serve you all of our days. No matter how much you bless us, we shall still have a mind to serve you. No matter how high you lift us, we still want to bow down at your feet. We thank you, God, for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing, and we thank you, God, for where you shall take us and what you shall do. Protect us now, God, from our enemies. Protect us, oh God, yes, from our enemies, those things we yes battle within ourselves. And God, yes, keep Lord us like only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, listeners, I want to thank everyone for tuning in on Facing Your Fears on today. And this is the end of our episode for today. Be blessed and see you all next week. God bless everyone. Bye-bye now.